So to another president, the one that is going to come after Joe Biden. Tammy Joy is an Irish-American farmer transplanted from Washington State to Ballinakilla in Littermore. She now runs an agri-tourism enterprise where you can tour the farm, dine in the produce, stay the night, take part in workshops and so on. Trasa Vranek took a trip to Connemara to meet Tammy Joy, and inevitably they ended up talking about Tuesday's election and what impact that it might have on agriculture. After, Tammy explained how she came to be in Littermore in the first place.
My grandfather was actually born here in the village. He was born down at the lake here in an old cottage that his father's father had built. And that's where my grandfather was born. And unfortunately, his mother passed away when he was just shy of 2 years old. And being the youngest of several children, he ended up immigrating, like so many did, to the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're looking out onto the Atlantic here, and it's absolutely gorgeous today. But, I mean, in fairness, it must have been sad at that time because it's next stop America.
That's exactly it. And he used to talk to me about going to the local Mass Rock and sitting there and dreaming of going to the United States, which is ultimately where he did go. So when we bought this place, there was nothing here but brambles. Like I always do wherever I live, the first thing that I start doing is going out and getting my fingers into the soil and start playing in the dirt.
So you have a polytunnel here, you have raised beds, you have natural raised beds as well, you have an awful lot of flowers. What else do you have?
Oh, lots of berries.
Lots of berries. And you have some animals up the back there?
I do. So that is Maggie May and Manny, P-I-G, or Magnum P-I-G, and we call him Manny. He's scratching at the moment. So if we go over there, they'll come chat with us and tell you that they're starving. Which they're not. Yeah. And they're actually a grazing pig. They're called Cooney Coonies, and they're a New Zealand breed. And their snouts are upturned, literally, which helps to prevent them from going in and rototilling up the gardens. Ah. And they will come and chat.
Over they come and run. They're running over to us.
Hi. Hello, my dears. So this is Manny. And that is Maggie. And if you look in their garden, you'll see that there's actually grass there. Normally, you wouldn't see that in a pig pen. It would all be rototilled under.
And tell me, are they pets?
These are pet.
Okay.
Yes. Now, in the States, we actually raised them for meat. So I had an agritourism business in the U.S. as well, and I raised pigs as meat pigs. Uh-huh. So they weren't this particular breed 100%. They were called an Idaho pasture pig, which was a Berkshire and a Yorkshire and a Cooney Cooney cross. And the reason for that was they grew out a lot faster than a Cooney Cooney will. And normally it takes about 5 months to grow out a pig in the United States for meat from the time you start growing it out for butchering. So, yeah, these are the two pigs.
They're just beautiful. They really are. They're the cutest pigs. Tell me about your farm in the States then. You had pigs and you grew them for meat. Yeah. Did you have Manny at the time?
Yes, I did. We had a couple different sows that we then had piglets and grew those out. And then in addition to that, we raised meat chickens. So we'd have about 200 chickens at a time that we grew out. We used a breed that was a little bit slower growing than a Cornish cross. We used Freedom Rangers, and so they were out on pasture as well. Uh-huh. The idea of keeping animals cooped up in cages or, you know, not being able to be exposed to the land was not a type of farming that I endorsed.
Well, it's a big weekend in America. Who do you think would be better for agriculture generally, Trump or Harris?
That's a difficult question. It really is, because typically the Republican Party tends to be a bit better for the agricultural industry, but I'm not sure that the Republican Party as it is at this point in time will be any better than the Democratic Party.
Do you have, if you don't mind me asking, do you have a postal vote and are you going to vote?
Yes, I do, and we did. Yes. The area that we come from is typically more of a Republican agricultural area. And that would be, I'm not a registered Republican. I would consider myself an independent, but I tend to vote more along the Republican Party lines, but I did not this time.
You have more animals here, don't you?
I do. I have sheep down at the lake at the moment, six ewes. Zwarbles, they're called. Zwarbles. And they are also a New Zealand breed.
Do you think we could go down and see the Zwarbles? Are they far away?
No, not far at all.
Great.
Anything for grain. So they're all named, of course. So we have Zoe and Chloe and Sophie. And we have Doveen and Suey. Uh-huh. Hey, girls.
And they're all paying attention. They know exactly who's coming with the grain.
Oh, hello, girls. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm missing one. Oh. This is a good thing that we came and looked. I'm missing one of the triplets. They're triplets. Here she is. Hello, Frankie.
They look so happy. Sitting
and,
there in the
fat.
Field.
Yeah, they do.
They do. So tell me, Tammy, with the week that's in it, do you feel hopeful generally for the state of agriculture in the States?
Well, I am I'm a glass half full kind of girl. I'm very optimistic. And I do believe that the agriculture in the United States will continue to thrive. I mean, it's based on farmers. And farmers always figure out how to feed, you know, their people. So I'm optimistic that the government will work with the farmers and come up with ways to help farmers and also help the people, because the prices of food have gone sky high in the United States. Like a red pepper over €5 would be $5 for one. And, you know, it's hard for families. And something's going to need to change. So I'm just not sure where it's going to land.
Tammy Joy chatting to Trasa Vranach. More details, tammyjoyfarm.com.